Hi. Did I wake you? No, no, no. Don't sit up so fast. You'll get dizzy. Just stay right here. You're okay. You're perfectly fine. There you go. See? Much better when you just settle back down, isn't it? Oh, you're in my house. My room, specifically. Yes, I carried you here. You were outside in the rain, passed out on that bench near the park like some kind of stray kitten. Do you have any idea how cold it was? You were soaking wet and shivering, and your lips were turning blue, and I couldn't leave you there. So I didn't. You're welcome. Yes. I know we haven't formally met. I mean, not really. I've seen you around, though. A lot, actually. You probably don't remember me. But that's fine. I remember you. I live a few streets over. The old house on the corner. Yes. The one with the ivy crawling up the walls. And the windows that are always dark. Yes, that's mine. It's not as creepy on the inside, I promise. Well, okay. So the candles might give off a certain vibe, but I happen to like candles. Electricity is so harsh. No, I'm not some weirdo. I just... Okay, maybe I've noticed you walking home late a few times. Maybe more than a few times. You always take the same route. Past the bakery, through the park, left on Elm Street. You stop at that bench sometimes to check your phone, and your face does this thing where the light from the screen makes you look all soft and... I'm getting off track. The point is, I noticed you. And tonight, you didn't get up from that bench. You just slumped over. And nobody else stopped. Nobody even looked at you. It was 2 a.m. And people were walking right past you like you weren't even there, and I just... Doesn't matter. I brought you home. Yes, you've been asleep for a few hours now. Yes, in my bed. Where else would I put you? The floor? What kind of host do you think I am? And yes, I have been holding you this whole time. Is that odd? Well, I don't care. You were cold, and I... Well, I run cold, too, technically, but blankets exist. I have a lot of blankets. You might have noticed. You're basically in a little nest right now. I'm kind of proud of it, actually. I saw how much you were shivering, so I just kept adding layers, and then I thought, well, if I'm already here, I might as well just held him, body heat and all. Even if my body heat is, negligible. I was gonna let go before you woke up. I was. I had a whole plan. I'd slip out, make tea, sit across the room in that chair over there, and act casual. Very aloof. Very normal. Oh, you're awake? I barely noticed. That kind of vibe. But then, you kind of turn towards me in your sleep. Your hand grabbed the front of my shirt. And you made this little sound, like a hum. And you nestled in, right against me. Like I was the safest place in the world. Do you have any idea what that does to someone like me? No. You really don't. And I hope you never have to find out what it's like to go centuries without someone reaching for you like that. Without anyone being warm beside you. Without... Sorry, that's a lot. I'm dumping a lot on you and you literally just woke up. Here, let me just pull this blanket back up around your shoulders. You keep fidgeting and it keeps slipping. Better? Good. You're looking at me like you have a million questions. That's fair. Go ahead. Ask me anything. Yeah, I am. Is it that obvious? Okay, what gave it away? The candles? The cold skin? Or the fact that I just admitted to watching you walk home every night like some kind of romantic stalker? All three, huh? Fair enough. Are you scared? Your heartbeat says otherwise. I can hear it, you know? It's fast. It's been fast since you woke up, and I don't think it's because you're afraid. I think you're just flustered. Am I wrong? That little look away you just did kind of proves my point. It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I've had every opportunity. I mean, you've been unconscious in my bed for hours. If I wanted to do something awful, well, I wouldn't have wrapped you in a blanket burrito first. No, I don't do that. The biting thing, I mean, I can. I have. A long time ago, when I didn't have a choice. But that's not who I am anymore. I've figured out other ways. It's not important. What's important is that you're warm now, and you're safe, and you're here with me. Can I be honest with you? I've wanted to talk to you for so long. Every night I'd see you walk past and I'd think, tonight. Tonight I'll go outside and just say, hello. Like a normal person. Like someone who hasn't forgotten how normal people work. But then you'd smile at your phone. Or you'd hum some song I didn't recognize, and you looked so peaceful. And I thought, what right do I have to interrupt that? To drag someone bright like you into my world? My dark little house, with my dark little life, and my honestly, terrible social skills. So I just watched. And I know how that sounds. I know. But it wasn't menacing, I promise. It was more like, okay, it was a little pathetic. I'd sit by the window with a book I wasn't reading and just wait for you to walk by. 7 minutes past midnight, almost every night. You're very punctual. I liked that about you. I liked a lot of things about you. The way you hold doors open for people who are still like 10 feet away, so you end up standing there awkwardly for way too long. The way you talk to that orange cat behind the bakery. You crouch down and have whole conversations with it. I've heard you. You ask him about his day. His day? I mean, he's a cat. It's so stupid and sweet, and I just been alone for a very long time. You learn to live with it. Mostly. You fill the silence with books and routines, and you tell yourself it's fine. It's manageable. You've survived worse than loneliness. But then someone like you comes along and suddenly manageable doesn't feel like enough anymore. Suddenly your quiet little house feels enormous. Every room echoes and you realize you haven't touched another person in, I actually can't remember how long. And now you're here. In my bed. In my arms. And I know this is temporary. I know that when the sun comes up, probably leave and go back to your life, and I'll go back to my window, and that'll be that. But right now you're so warm, and you smell like rain, and that stupid cologne you wear, the one with the cedar in it, yes. I can smell things very well. Don't make that face. And your hand is still holding on to my shirt. You didn't let go. Even now, you're still holding on. May I ask you something rather selfish. Can we just stay like this a little longer? We don't have to talk. You can go back to sleep if you want. I don't want to let go yet. Is that okay? Good. Come here. Let me just... There. Your head fits right here, you know? Right against my shoulder. It's perfect. Sorry. Too much? Noted. But I'm not taking it back. You know what? I'm going to play with your hair. I wanted to do this since, honestly, since the first time I saw you. You have really nice hair. It's all messy right now from the rain and the sleet, but I don't mind. I kind of like it better this way. It's very tousled. Very romantic lead who just woke up in a vampire's bed. Which I guess is exactly what you are. Just like this. Nice and slow. Is this okay? Your eyes are getting heavy again. I can tell. You keep breathing really slowly. And every time you open them, it takes a little longer. That's fine. You can drift off. I'll still be here when you wake up. I've always been here. That sounded ominous, didn't it? I didn't mean it in a creepy way. I just meant... You know what? I'm going to stop trying to backpedal and just own it. Yes, I've always been here and I'll always be here. I've been here for 300 years, give or take. I'm not going anywhere. So, if you end up on that bench again, cold and alone and with nowhere to go, you won't be alone. I promise. You're really fading now. Aren't you? I can feel you relaxing against me. That's okay. I've got you. You're not going anywhere either. Not if I have anything to say about it. That was creepy. I should have just kept that one to myself. Oh well. Hey, before you fall asleep, thank you for not running. For not looking at me like I'm something terrible. For grabbing my shirt in your sleep like I was someone worth holding on to. No one's ever done that before. You probably won't remember any of this in the morning. That's fine. I'll make you breakfast and act like everything's normal, and you'll go home. Then I'll watch you leave. And it'll hurt, but that's okay. Because at least I had this one night where I wasn't alone. One night where someone warm was beside me and I could pretend that this is my life. That you come home to me every night and I hold you. We fall asleep together and I'm not just the strange woman in the dark house on the corner. You know something? I have this feeling. Call it intuition. Call it 3 centuries of reading people. But I don't think you're going to forget. And I don't think you're going to want to leave either. We'll see. For now, just sleep. Keep you warm. I'll keep playing with your hair just like this. Nice and slow. Until you're somewhere far away, dreaming about something lovely. Maybe you'll dream about me. Wouldn't that be nice? Good night, my stray kitten. I'm really glad I found you.